Archers for the week 18 to 23 June 2000.
Ruth is on the phone to her mother.
Ruth, never guess what happened to one of the sheep.
I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
It's only David. He's been out tedding the hay. You know, making it fluff up before we bale it. Yeah, life goes on.
Is that your mum?
Yeah. No, you don't have to go, Mum. Oh, OK. Give me love to Dad, then. Oh, what time do you think you'll get here? About 3. Sounds fine. I'll make sure everything's ready for you. Yeah. Of course I'm being positive. You know me. I know all that, Mum. Love you too. Okay. Bye then. See you tomorrow. Yeah. Bye. Oh, that was terrible.
How did she take it?
She cried. I suppose you have to expect that when your daughter tells you she's got cancer.
Yeah, big shock.
But she's so strong.
That's where you get it from.
She's coming down.
Oh, great. I knew she'd want to.
We'll have to put her in Pip's room and Pip can go in with Josh, although she won't like it.
Hey, hang on. What about Mum and Dad? And they can put your mum up at Brookfield. You know they're bound to offer.
Well, we haven't even told your Mum and Dad yet, though, have we?
So?
So, I don't think we should assume anything just yet.
No, I know, but we can ask them at lunchtime, can't we?
It's going to be so hard telling them face to face. It was bad enough over the phone.
You don't have to do it this way, you know. It doesn't have to be so formal.
I know.
I can pop into Brookfield and make an excuse about lunch if you like. And then I'll go around later and tell them on my own.
No, David. I want to do it myself. And anyway, we promised them we'd be there for Father's Day.
Well, all I'm saying is you don't have to.
I'm not going to run away from this thing.
I'm not suggesting you're running away from
it. Then let me do it in my own way, please. I'll just have to find the right moment to do it.
Okay.
Sorry I'm a bit late, Neil. Had to drop Brenda off at the radio station.
Yeah, well, never mind. At least I should still be in time for some lunch before the cricket.
Oh, it's home game, isn't it?
That's right. Against the Wimbles.
Who?
Wimbledon. That's what we call them, because they play on a common.
Oh, yeah. Right, very funny. So how's it been going?
Not as bad as I thought it would. Having those vouchers has really helped.
Yeah, I knew it would. Creep on it of strawberries next time they come's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, people don't like it, though, being told they can't pick anything because the pigs have already had them.
Well, you haven't been getting grief about it, have you?
No, not really. Well, I told them the next time they come, the strawberries will be bigger and juicier, and we'll make sure the pigs don't get them first.
Yeah.
One or two of the kids even wanted to see the pigs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I told them all about the old spots and how they're different to other pigs.
Oh, blimey, that must have been boring.
No, they were really interested. One of them said he wanted to be a pig farmer when he grew up.
What, you put him off?
No, I didn't. I said they were very intelligent animals and he could do a lot worse.
Yeah, you'll have a lot to answer for.
Well, he doesn't have to decide anything like that for a long time yet.
Why, how old was he?
4. But at least he was interested.
Well, sounds like you've had a pretty good morning, then.
Yeah, apart from the fact that we're still turning people away and losing money. Yeah,
they'll come back, you'll see. Get their free punnet.
I'm not so sure about one bloke, though.
What's that?
Well, he said he wanted us to reimburse him for his petrol because he'd come all the way from Felpisham.
You didn't give him nothing, did you?
No, of course not. He was just trying it on, really. That was him leaving as you turned up.
Well, if he was the worst one, then we ain't doing too bad, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, he was the only one that actually complained. Mind you, I've got a few eyes raised to heaven, though.
Actually, everyone I've spoken to thinks it's dead funny when they hear about the pigs.
Yeah, about as funny as it can be when you lose the whole of your first crop, I suppose.
Are these fences still secure, are they?
Yeah, I've checked them all.
It won't happen again, will it? And in the meantime, I reckon we push the story about the strawberry porkers as hard as we can till the relaunch in 2 weeks' time.
So what do you suggest next? A column in the Echo?
Look, just remember how it was this time last year. All these rows was packed and everyone was asking for the strawberry princess.
Hayley did a good job, didn't she?
Pity your Emma weren't interested when we asked her.
Yeah, you wouldn't catch her in a frilly dress. Anyway, Hayley didn't want to do it again either.
But you need a gimmick these days. Something to make your product stand out from the competition.
It didn't used to be like that, though, did it?
No. The world's changing and we got to change with it.
I didn't leave the gate open, you know.
Oh, you're not still going on about that, are you?
But it wasn't me, and you told everyone it was. I'm on radio. Well,
someone must have.
And I suppose it was my fault the sows got through the electric fence as well.
Yeah, well, we'll never really know whose fault either of them were, will we?
Just don't keep blaming me, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry, mate, but I've got to admit, it was a good feature.
Well, I suppose so.
Yeah, tell you what. Buy you a pint later to make up for it, all right?
Yeah, you're on. And here's your first customer. Well, I'm off to the cricket. David's pulled out for some reason, just to make it that bit harder.
Great. Where are the vouchers?
Here they are.
Oh, tar.
I shouldn't think you'll need more than that. There was only about a dozen cars all morning.
Okay. I'll see you later then.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon, sir. I'm afraid I've got a bit of bad news for you.
Lovely summer pudding, Jill.
Thank you.
I never understand how they manage to overlook you every year in the birthday honours. I reckon your mum deserves to be an OBE at least, don't you, David? For Sunday lunches alone.
Yeah, she does.
Should we go and get Daddy's presents now?
Yeah, they're in Mummy's bag in the kitchen.
Come on, Josh.
Yeah, and can you bring the other present that's in there as well, love?
I must say, they never used to make much fuss about Father's Day.
It's like most of these things nowadays, isn't it? Mainly for the card manufacturer's benefit.
Listen to you two cynics. I think it's only fair to remember how important dads are, as well as mums.
Well, I have to admit, I only just remember this time.
Well, you've had a lot on your minds recently, haven't you?
Well, we all have, really. That's why it's so nice to have a lunch like this, where we can all sit back and relax for a while.
Found it!
You didn't have to bring my bag in as well. Here's your present. And this is David's for Phil. Where's Josh's?
He's got his out already. Go on, you give yours to Daddy first.
Come on then, Josh. You're going to come and sit up on my lap. Yep. There we go. Now, let's have a look in here. Let's see.
What's this one?
Wow. It's a man farmer and a lady farmer. Thank you very much indeed, Josh. I'd better open yours now, hadn't I, Pip?
If you want to.
Of course I do. Oh, Pip, that's lovely. Do you know, that's the most beautiful china cow I've ever seen.
Do you like it?
Of course I do. Come here, darling. Thank you for making me a very proud and happy daddy.
Can I go outside and play with Russ now?
Yeah, of course you can, darling. Go on.
Well, that was very nice.
You better open yours now, Phil.
Yeah, go on, Dad.
Yeah, all right, I will.
Would you like some more wine, Ruth?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
You are being good.
Well, thank you, David.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Oh, look at this, Jill. Isn't it beautifully carved?
Lovely. Where did you find it?
Oh, Ruth spotted it, actually, when we went to an antique market a couple of months ago.
Oh, are you clever, Ruth? Swan Lake, isn't it?
I saw Debbie this morning. She wanted to grab me to talk about the Hassett Hills lamb. The feedback from the butcher sounds very promising.
Well, I don't see how you can commit yourself to it the way things are.
Well, I've told her to put off making any big decisions until autumn.
Is it true that Debbie and Simon are going to Canada to see his family?
Yes, they made a snap decision. Cheap flights available, I think. They're going on Tuesday.
Can we do without the music, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ruth.
Excuse me, I need a glass of water.
Okay, love.
Is Ruth all right, David?
Yes, she seems very quiet.
Well, she's been very tired lately. Lucky old Debbie and Simon, eh? Shooting off to Canada, just like that.
That sort of thing's always easier when you don't have children to worry about.
Yes, that's true.
Wonder if they're thinking of starting a family soon.
Don't know.
Ruth, is everything all right? You look a bit pale.
Actually, I've got something to tell you.
Yes?
It's difficult to find the right way to say this.
There's no need to worry. I think we've guessed already, haven't we, Phil?
Mm.
You're pregnant, aren't you?
Oh, dear.
Have we jumped the gun?
Yes, I'm afraid you have.
Then what is it?
What's the matter?
I've got breast cancer.
No.
Oh, Ruth. David.
Ruth, I...
It's all right, Jill. You weren't to know.
Stupid of me. I really thought you were...
I wish to God I was. I really do.
I can't believe it. Ruth, I'm so sorry.
When did you find out?
Ruth had the tests on Monday, and it was confirmed at the hospital on Friday.
Some birthday present, Eve.
I'm sorry, we didn't want to let anyone know until now. We just needed a bit of time.
Oh, for goodness sake, you don't need to apologise. But you know, of course, that if there's anything we can do, anything at all, you only have to ask.
We know that, Dad, thank you.
Have you told your Mum and Dad yet?
I told my Mum this morning on the phone. Poor Heather. She's coming down tomorrow.
Oh, of course she is. Ruth, she can stay with us at Brookfield. I mean, unless you want her to be with you in the bungalow. She'll be most welcome.
Mm.
Thanks, Jill. But we don't want to be a burden on you.
Oh, don't say you're not a burden. It'll be no problem at all. In fact, I insist.
That's very kind. Thanks.
It's the very least we can do.
I expect we'll be needing a bit of space to ourselves as well.
Of course you will. But you must also remember what Phil said. All you have to do is ask. Any time.
Thanks, Jill. I will. I really will.
Wanted if I could have a word.
You'll have to be quick. We're just starting to get busy.
Yeah, I'm nervous. Sid's all right at the moment.
Could have done without Frieda coming in late tonight.
Yes, it's not like her, is it? Is she ill?
I don't know. It's very inconvenient.
Anyway, what I was going to say is we haven't really had a chance to talk proper since what... Well, you know, since what?
No, we haven't, have we? Look, could you wrap these knives and forks and a couple of napkins for me?
Yeah.
So, have you got anything else to add that you think the rest of the world should know about?
Oh, Cathy, I can't tell you how sorry I am about the whole thing. Especially Eddie telling you in front of everybody like that. I feel really bad about it.
Not half as bad as I do.
No, no, of course not. I just wanted you to know how sorry I am.
Makes no difference, Clary. You knew and you didn't tell me.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you.
I thought I could trust you, Clary. I thought you were my friend. All the time, you and everyone else were laughing behind my back.
Oh, no, no, never like that. I just didn't want to hurt you.
Well, at least Eddie had the guts to tell me the truth. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some food to serve.
Oh, Cathy, I'm sorry. I never wanted to mess up...
Clary, we've got customers queuing up out here.
I'm sorry, Sid,
If I'm not mistaken, serving people's what you're paid for, isn't it?
All right, I'm just coming.
Come in.
Hello, Mum.
Elizabeth, I left you an answer phone message. Did you get it?
Yeah, but I wanted to come over anyway.
How are you feeling?
Oh, much better, thanks. You busy?
Oh, it's just a couple of buttons on one of Pip's school shirts. That'll do for now. I just turned the music off.
Elizabeth, there's something I need to tell you.
Well, I hope it's about my inheritance, because that's what I've come to talk to you about. Where's Dad?
He's at the sheep pens. And no, it's not money I want to talk about.
Oh, come on, Mum. You and Dad have been putting me off with excuses.
There's something else.
Look, I know I asked you all to wait until our opening was out of the way, and then I was laid up for a week, but there's no excuse for delaying any longer. And David and Ruth know that, too.
Actually, it's David and Ruth I want to talk about.
Why? They come up with yet another harebrained scheme to fob me off.
Just for once, darling, will you stop thinking about yourself? They've got something far more important to worry about at the moment.
Such as what?
Ruth's been diagnosed as having breast cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry to be so blunt.
No, no, don't apologise. It's just a hell of a shock. There's no doubt.
None. She went for an assessment last Monday and had it confirmed on Friday.
Poor Ruth.
And I'm afraid she's going to have a mastectomy.
No.
She'll have the op within 3 to 4 weeks. They haven't confirmed a date yet.
It's all so sudden.
Yeah. So, if you don't mind, I think we should forget about all these arguments over property and money until all this is over.
Yes. Yes, of course we should.
I want to know, did you buy presents for that woman?
Yes. I bought her a necklace at Christmas.
Was it expensive?
Oh, Cathy, stop doing this to yourself.
Just tell me what it cost.
What the hell does it matter what it cost?
Because I want to know everything.
I think it was about 150 quid.
About?
All right, £149.95 if you really want to know.
Did she wear it in bed?
Don't be daft, Cathy.
Oh, I bet it made her feel sexy.
We didn't always have sex when we saw each other, you know?
No. What else did you do then?
Well, you know, sometimes we just talked or I did odd jobs for her around the flat.
Oh, you always did fancy yourself as a handyman.
It was just a bit of tiling and grouting and mowing the lawn, nothing much. Look, I'd better go.
No, you're not going anywhere. I haven't finished yet.
But, Cathy, someone might hear.
It must have been nice for Jolene having a man to do jobs for her.
It wasn't like that.
Must have been nice for you, too. Getting away from the wife, nagging at you to do this bit of plastering in the corner.
She just asked me to help her, so I did.
6 months ago I asked you to patch up this wall. You've never touched it.
Well, she had all the stuff laid out already.
Oh, so if I'd had the bucket and trowel out ready, you'd have stayed faithful to me, is that it?
Please, Cathy, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Excuse me.
Did anyone say you could come in?
No, sorry. No, it's just there's a real rush on downstairs and me and Frieda's finding it difficult to cope.
Then what the hell are you doing up here?
Well, Mr. Snell's behind the bar. Just while I come and get you.
Can't you see we're busy?
Now isn't a good time, Clary. Oh, right. But you will come down soon, won't you?
Yes. Yes, of course we will.
Just stop nagging, Clary, and leave us alone!
Come and sit down, Heather. I did leave a towel out, didn't I?
Oh, yes. Thanks. Nice big fluffy one. That's really kind of you to put me up, Jill.
Oh, don't mention it. It's the least we can do.
I think Ruth and David will appreciate some time on their own.
I'm sure Ruth appreciates having you here, too.
I hope so.
Sure she does. Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, no, thanks. I've had that many cups already today.
I'm sorry Phil's gone to bed so early. He gets tired more easily these days, especially when he's been working outside.
I understand. Most nights by the time the news comes on, Solly's fast asleep in his chair.
It must take it out of him running his own business.
Aye, it does. You don't think you need to stay up on my account, Jill?
Oh, I can't sleep just yet, with everything going round in my head.
Things like this really hit you, don't they? Especially when you're such a close-knit family.
Well, we're all in this together, aren't we?
Ruth knows that as well.
Yes. It must be difficult for Solly not being able to come down with you.
You can't afford to leave the business at such short notice. But
no.
You try and get down at the weekend.
Ruth seems to be bearing up remarkably well, doesn't she?
Oh, aye. She's a good, strong lass. She'll cope as well as anybody can.
Yes, I'm sure she will.
It's just all come on so sudden.
I know.
I remember there was a neighbour of ours up in Prudder a few years ago. A Mrs. Wilson, in her 50s. Oh, she was a lovely, chirpy woman. Then the next thing we knew, she was in hospital having a double mastectomy.
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it. Then there was the chemotherapy afterwards, and, oh, she looked so ill.
Can have terrible side effects.
Aye, it can. But if you were to see her now, you'd never know there'd been anything wrong.
Really?
Oh, why? She's just as chirpy as she used to be. Hit her husband really hard at the time.
Was he on his own with her?
Oh. Poor woman never had any children. She had friends, of course.
It's not quite the same as having family round you, is it?
No, it's not. It must have been a lot for him to carry on his own.
Thank goodness she recovered.
You can't be sure of anything.
Ugh. A load of cobras, this is. That you, Clara?
Yeah, of course it is. Oh. How many more times? Just look at the state of this
place.
Thing too, Brad?
Yes, it is. You don't even try and keep it tidy, do you?
Well, I have done a bit.
You won't? Can't be bothered to throw away your rubbish.
I was going to. Look, don't go on at me.
Oh, look at that. Toilet washing up. There's dirty clothes all over the settee. Oh, there's even a vest stuffed down the side, for heaven's sake.
Well, you do the laundry.
Yeah, like I do everything else. I mean, why can't you just put them in a bag? You don't have to treat this place like a pigsty.
No, I don't. Oh, don't moan, Clary. I got a headache.
Oh, blimey, what are these doing on the floor?
They're Dad's.
Ugh, not even clean.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Joanie's room.
Yeah, been there all day.
And Edward?
Well, you know, round at Jazz's again, I expect.
Well, don't you care no more?
About what?
About our son walking out on us. You got any idea when he's coming back?
Oh, he'll be all right. It ain't that bad.
Yes, it is. Ever since you threw his stuff all over the room.
He still comes round here after school, sometimes.
But soon he won't even bother doing that, will he?
Of course he will. What's up with you, Clary? I'm doing my best.
You're doing your best?
Yeah.
Oh, and your best is sitting here on your backside all day, drinking beer and feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Do you want to know what sort of a day I've had, Eddie? I'll tell you what sort of a day I've had. I have had a really lousy day.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Well, ain't exactly been a picnic here, either.
Horrible at the ball. You think I killed somebody the way Sid and Kathy have been treating me? I ain't done nothing to them.
Yeah, well, blame me for that one, love. Oh, it's all my fault, like everything else.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself.
I'm not feeling sorry for myself, it's true. I blew out Sid and Jolene in front of half the village, didn't I? It was me that got us thrown out of Grange Farm. Then there's those two jobs I've jacked in and all. Pretty impressive, isn't it?
Then do something about it, Eddie. Instead of just sitting there and wallowing in self-pity, it's pathetic.
All right, love. Steady on.
I'm sick to death of you relying on me to make ends meet. I want you to start pulling your weight round here.
Well, that's not fair.
We've got a kid and a pensioner to look after as well as us, remember? Your son and your father.
I know. Look, calm down.
Well, I don't want to calm down. I want you to do something. I hate everybody looking at us all the time like we're a charity case.
They don't.
They do, Eddie, and they're right. I don't think I've got no pride left in them all.
Oh, don't say that.
I can't bear living like this.
Clary? What's the matter with Clary?
Dad?
Oh, we didn't wake you, did we?
Sorry if we were making too much noise.
Oh, look, combinations and even done it properly. Now, come here, Joe. Come on.
You couldn't hear what we were saying, could you?
No matter. It's the truth, isn't it? We've none of us got no pride left now. None at all.
Something's been interfering with Mike and Neil's strawberries.
This time, only just got in.
Well, something's got into the strawberries again. Only this time it's a main crop.
Oh, no. Not them flaming pigs again, is it?
No, I don't think so. The gate's still locked and they're all behind the electric fence.
So what's done it this time?
Badgers, I reckon.
Badgers?
Yeah. There isn't as much damage as last time, but they've still managed to trample down a whole section.
Well, how do you know it's badgers?
Because there's a small section of fence torn and broken at the bottom and there's a tunnel underneath.
Don't believe it.
Yeah, feels like all the forces of nature lining up against us, doesn't it?
We just can't shoot them and be done with it.
Yeah, well, we'll have to find some other way.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Right, you're coming in.
What, now?
Well, yeah, unless you want to lose all the rest of the strawberries as well as the earlies.
All right, I'll just go get me boots.
Lizzie, we're in the kitchen.
Okay.
And we're just enjoying some lovely mashed-up stew. Aren't we, Freddy? Calm down, Lily. You're just going to have to wait a minute.
I couldn't find anything suitable for Ruth in Borchester. So difficult to know what to buy.
Never mind. I'm sure a card will do, just to let her know we're thinking of her.
I suppose so. Hello, my little darlings. How are you?
Oh, they're all right. They had a splendid afternoon with Mummy and Lewis in the garden.
That sounds lovely. Where did that funny old record player come from?
Funny old record player? I'll have you know, that's a Dan set. It used to be Camilla's.
It looks ancient.
It is. Probably an antique now. Oh, gosh. Now, now, you two, look, just be patient.
What's she brought it down here for?
It's funny you should ask that. Just wait till you hear this. I'll just transform myself into DJ Nigel.
What's your silly daddy doing? Look at the twins.
How's that for an instant effect?
That's amazing. Da, da, da,
da, da. And now we carry on with our meal bomb. While having a little dance.
Nigel, you look ridiculous.
I know. But Lily and Freddie love it. Don't you?
When did you find this dreadful record?
Isn't it yours?
No, it most certainly is not.
There we go. One electric fence.
Well, that should sort the little devil's eight. I wouldn't bet on it. Got any better ideas?
No, I just can't help thinking something else is bound to come along and wreck it.
Why?
Well, you know, trouble always comes in threes, doesn't it?
I've got the battery unit.
Yeah, over here.
You know what? I reckon it was badgers that did it the first time and all.
It wasn't them that left the gate open, though, was it? And no one's owning up to that one, are they?
No, they aren't, are they? Right, let's get this connected.
Here's the top one.
Yeah, I reckon it was the badgers that bashed down that fence around the pigs.
Could be. Yeah, we'd better do some warning signs as well.
And I reckon that even if the gate had been shut, they still have found their way into those strawberries.
I think I'd better call this meeting to order.
Well, are you going to tell us where we're going on this trip, then?
All in good time.
Don't you think we should wait a bit longer to see who else might turn up?
Boring.
Well, perhaps we shouldn't delay any longer, as it's already 20 minutes past the appointed time.
Well, it's a shame there weren't more posters. Most people don't even know there's a meeting.
I'm afraid you're right, Hayley.
And 7 o'clock's too early as well. Lots of people are still working.
Yes, it's rather unfortunate that we chose the same night as the whist drive in Pennyhasset. I'm afraid that's where most of the older generation will be.
Mind you, if it was up to the over 60s, they'd probably choose Western Yale, wouldn't they?
Well, at least 8 of us have turned up.
Yeah, except old Boothy snoring over there.
All right, 7 if you don't include him. That's enough to make a decision, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. It's the same Siobhan had to cry off.
Especially after she'd agreed to stand for the parish council.
Still, never mind.
Come on, this is getting boring. Just tell us where we're going.
Right. I'm very pleased to see that you're taking an active interest in village affairs, Edward.
Yeah, well, I only came because these two made me.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I wouldn't have bothered if I knew it was going to be like this.
Ed, don't be so grouchy.
You'd be grouchy too if you lived where I live. With my grief from everyone.
I think all this is a bit beside the point.
Why don't you tell us where you'd like to go, Ed?
Okay, then. Pool.
Where's that?
Oh, it's a rather quiet little harbour on the south coast, from what I recall.
No, it isn't. It's kicking, isn't it? There's loads of clubs down there.
But that's hardly suitable for most of the people going on this trip.
Anyway, it's a day trip, so we won't be going to any clubs, will we?
Well, why'd you bother asking me, then? If you're all just going to say my idea's rubbish.
I'm sorry if you've been given that impression, Edward. I think your suggestion's a very good one. And I can assure you it'll be taken into consideration like all the others.
What about Ibiza, then?
Yeah, fantastic.
No, we're not going abroad. It's too far.
Incidentally, I think before we go any further that we really should confirm the date.
But we've already decided on July the 23rd. It fits in with the school holidays and still leaves us plenty of time to organise the fete.
Well, if there aren't any objections...
Yeah, well, I think it's a bad idea.
And why is that, Ed?
Oh, no, it just is. Anyway, this is stupid. I'm going. There's got to be something better to do.
Oh, dear.
Well, never mind, Mr. Woolley. Just think of him as a rebel without a cause.
Oh, yes, that's rather good. So, where were we, eh?
We were all agreeing to July the 23rd.
Oh, good. That's one thing settled at least.
Well, I fancy going to theme park.
Actually, several people I've spoken to have said they'd like to go to Chatsworth House.
Oh, no, that's too stuffy. Mind you, if you want a stately home, there's a house and gardens at Elton Towers, isn't there?
Oh, well, that could be the perfect solution. Nice gardens for the older generation to look at. And a theme park for the rest of us. Brilliant.
I'm sorry, but I'd really rather not go to a theme park. It's not at all what I had in mind when I first suggested this trip.
Actually, I'm not sure Alton Towers is a stately home like Chatsworth is, if that's what you want.
Yes, I do.
What about the rest of us? I mean, stately homes aren't much fun for younger people, are they?
They can be.
Oh, I don't think it's a good idea. They're too much like museums, aren't they?
Not necessarily.
We don't seem to be getting very far, do we? At least Weston-super-Mare's always had one thing going for it. The seaside. Everybody likes the seaside.
Hey, I know. What about Blackpool? Eh? Bert is always going on about what a wonderful place it is. And there should be something for everybody there, including the seaside.
Blackpool?
Hey, Blackpool sounds great to me. It's got piers, trams, fun fair, fish and chips. What more do you want?
Dad, I didn't know you were coming.
Just finished, didn't we?
Yeah, Blackpool sounds good to me too. Be nice to get away for a bit.
Yeah.
But what about Chatsworth? It's got a wonderful art collection, beautiful gardens and wooded parkland.
We need a bit more variety to suit everyone. We want somewhere that's fun.
Yeah, I agree. Why don't we put it to a vote?
No, I don't think we should rush things. After all, several people I've consulted aren't here.
Well, that's their problem, isn't it? Should have turned up if they wanted their say.
But they all wanted somewhere.
Are you going to call for a vote, Mr. Woolley?
Yes, I suppose so. All those in favour of Chatsworth House, raise your hand. So that's you and me, Peggy.
Two votes, then. And all those in favour of Blackpool! Looks like everyone else.
Oh, apart from Mr. Booth. We could just say he abstained, couldn't we?
Yes, I suppose so.
Blackpool it is, then. Agreed, Mr. Woolley?
Yes, of course. So, ladies and gentlemen, that just leaves me to announce that this year's Ambridge Millennium outing will be to Blackpool on July the 23rd.
Then, shall we?
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Right, you lead the way, Neil.
Are you coming for a drink, Mrs. Woolley?
Well, that's very kind of you, Hayley. Perhaps we'll join you in a minute.
All right. Will you wait, Mr. Booth, or shall I?
Oh, yes, leave that to me.
Blackpool.
Oh, come on, Peggy. It'll be lovely.
Maybe. But it's hardly Chatsworth, is it?
So, you see, while the builders were putting up jacks in the cellar at Arkwright Hall, they came across this battered old leather satchel.
It must have been down there for years.
Yes. And when they showed it to Lewis, he saw the name Elizabeth Archer. So he gave it to me because you weren't here.
Let me see. Oh, I see what's happened. Look, there was a first name, but it's worn off. Ah. All you can read now is the Elizabeth Archer bit.
Really? Well, whose is it then?
It must be Jennifer's. Her second name's Elizabeth. Yeah, and that first bit could easily be Jennifer.
That would certainly explain the choice of records.
And the photographs. You didn't really think I was the sort of person who listened to the Singing Nun, did you? Or Freddie and the Dreamers.
You might have done. Everyone has bad taste when they're a teenager, don't they?
But I wasn't a teenager until the 80s. This is years before my time.
Well, at least it cheered you up a bit.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it has.
You shouldn't feel guilty about being able to relax a little. More wine.
OK, thanks.
Actually, there's another record in there I've been dying to play. I used to play it over and over again when I was about 5.
Come on, then, let's hear it.
OK, here goes. Look, you won't laugh, will you?
You thought I had bad taste.
I know. But we all have our weaknesses, don't we?
Poor old Peggy. Thanks for some picture. But she can go to stately home any time, can't she?
Anyway, she'll love Blackpool. Once she gets on that roller coaster, ooh, there'll be no stopping her.
I don't think so, somehow.
Well, at least we got them to come for a drink with us. Yeah, and they enjoyed it too. What were you so aerated about earlier on, Neil?
Oh, don't ask.
It's those strawberry mad porkers again, is it?
No, it's badgers this time.
Yeah, it probably was last time too, as well as the pigs.
Well, there must be something special about those strawberries. You could advertise them as the tastiest known to man and beast. That's not a bad idea. And you could have a tagline, couldn't you? Borsetshire badgers and Gloucester old spots can't all be wrong, can they? Oh, what about a poster with Ollie Oldspot and Bridget, the strawberry-loving badger on it?
No, that's too childish.
No, it isn't. That sort of thing's exactly what you need to appeal to the family. Yeah, you need something to make people interested.
Yeah, they're right, you know, Neil. We need something to give us a lift for the new opening date. But I think it should be only one animal, and I'd go for Bridget the Badger.
Okay. How about if I design a poster for you?
Yeah, why not? Then we can get a flyer printed, can't we? Knock it hand them out on the milk round.
It'll be too costly.
I won't. Good advertising pays for itself in the end.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Much better than having that strawberry princess again.
Yeah, that was last year. Now you've got a new attraction.
But who's going to dress up as a badger?
Don't be a daft, Philip. It's just a good story.
Oh, well, I suppose anything's worth a try after the disasters we've had so far.
Yeah, of course it is. And I reckon this one's going to be a winner. If Bridget the Badger don't pull the punters in, then nothing will.
It's a lovely summer's evening at Glebe Cottage, but Ruth's got something on her mind.
This is lovely lemonade, Shula.
Oh, thanks. Mum made it for Daniel earlier on, but he didn't like it as much as the one we buy at the supermarket.
That's kids for you. Your garden's looking very colourful, isn't it?
Yes. Things have really come to life in the last couple of weeks. I love the delphiniums and the lupins.
Must be a nice garden to come home to.
It is. I hope you don't mind, by the way, but I dug out a couple of books on nutrition and diet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're not specifically to do with cancer. More along the lines of optimising your health. I got them when Daniel was ill with his arthritis.
Were they any good?
Yeah, they did help. I thought they might be useful to you, especially after the operation.
Thanks.
But I expect the doctors have already pointed you in the right direction.
Yeah, they have. They've given me some pamphlets. Oh, it's really depressing when you read them, though. Even though they're full of practical advice and reassurances, you know that the only reason you're reading them in the first place is because you have this thing called cancer. Mm. These last few days have been the worst I've ever known.
That's only to be expected.
If I didn't have David with me, I don't know what I would have done.
I'm sure that talking about it with people you trust is the best way to face up to it. It's actually healthier to do that, apparently.
Mm.
They say it's the ones who bottle up their feelings who are more likely to suffer.
It shouldn't be my problem. I'll be boring you all rigid with it.
No, you won't.
How do you know all this, anyway? Is it in those books you mentioned?
No, it was Mark's mum, Bunty, who told me. She had breast cancer about 20 years ago.
Never knew that.
There's no reason why you should.
Well, no. But even so...
You'd never know, would you? So, you see, there can be life after cancer.
Where's Tommy gone?
Oh, he's had to go and check on his pigs. Apparently one of them's got out. He won't be long.
Getting to be an epidemic. All these pigs escaping.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
There you go.
Top.
I reckon you can stack them up to six high in that corner.
OK. We could have done without David bunking off early, couldn't we?
Well, he didn't want to be here, you can tell that.
He didn't even have an excuse, really, did he?
Never mind. I expect he's got his reasons. Well, we should be finished with the hay by tomorrow, I think. It's gone very well this year.
I wish I could say the same about the strawberries. It hardly seems worth it anymore. When even pigs and badgers start taking sides against you. Oh,
you're being too pessimistic, Neil. We've got a new launch coming up. This Bridget the Badger idea sounds fun.
You reckon?
Yeah. People love that sort of thing.
It's just a gimmick, though, isn't it?
Well, could work really well.
There's too many risks involved with pick your own for my liking. For a start, you never know whether the crop's going to be wiped out by hailstorms or disease or animals. There's always something. Oh.
You haven't done too badly in previous years, though.
Well, it's always been touch and go. If the weather's a bit iffy, people don't bother coming out either.
Oh, you sound very down about it.
Well, only because it's the truth.
Well, even so, I'm going to take you for a beer when we finish to cheer you up.
Thanks. I look forward to that.
That's the least I can do.
I mean, as you know, the trouble is, supermarkets have taken away the trade in the last few years.
if you can buy strawberries from Spain in February, why bother going out to pick a few measly half-sized ones on a wet evening in June, huh?
It's the taste, Neil. Those big foreign ones have been processed to look good and ripen whenever people want them. But there's no flavour in them. Not compared to what you produce.
Oh, I'd agree with you there, but that doesn't seem to matter much these days. As far as most people are concerned, pick your own. It's too much like hard work.
You have to be practical about it, I suppose.
That's right. And to be honest, Tony, I reckon I might just plough those strawberries up at the end of the season and run pigs on the land next year instead.
Do you think they've got plans to settle permanently in Canada, then?
Oh, goodness me, I hope not. Debbie hasn't said anything to you, has she?
No, no, I think she's far too committed to her work here. And Simon seems happy with his lot, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, as long as he keeps getting his contract renewed. I don't think he's ever going to become a farmer, though.
It's a pity Grange Farm didn't work out for them.
Yes, it is. Though I don't think it would have been the best move for them politically. In the village, I mean. But here I am talking all about my family, and you haven't had a chance to tell me about yours.
Well, things haven't been easy recently, as you know.
Oh, I do hope you can get all this nasty inheritance business sorted out as soon as possible. There's nothing like money to divide a family, is there?
No, that's true. In it, Nigel and the twins loved the singing nun.
Really? That's sweet. Well, it's very kind of you to return it.
Oh, not at all. And I am dying to know who the boy in this picture is.
What? Oh, that's Max. He was my boyfriend back in... Oh gosh, I dread to think.
And look at this one.
Oh, yes, all dressed up for the National Dairy Queen contest. Must have been a young farmer's ball in...
1964, I think it says on the banner.
Oh, a long time ago. Oh, life seems so much simpler then.
I wasn't even born.
No. Neither was Adam. It's his birthday tomorrow. Oh, I wish I could see him.
There's quite a few photographs in here.
Yes, but I think I'll look at those later. We can't live in the past, can we?
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Here you are, Neil. One pint of cider. That makes a nice change on a long summer night.
Yeah. I'm afraid someone's taking your place, though.
Well, I'm not having that. I've earned this pint.
Do you want echoes, you stupid bird? Shoo!
Well, that's better. You know, I actually enjoy working late on these long summer evenings.
Oh, much better than being cooped up inside, isn't it?
And the evenings don't come any longer than this one, do they?
Oh, yeah. Of course, it's the longest day of the year.
Yeah. So, here's to the summer solstice.
A bit pagan, isn't it?
Well, don't think we'll be charging off to Glastonbury this weekend, though.
No, we're a bit long in the tooth for that sort of thing.
Up you go, son.
Sid seems to have his hands full over there.
Huh?
Get out of here. That's it, up you go.
I don't know about you, but...
don't come back today.
I find it difficult to believe that a woman as attractive as Jolene Rogers...
She's coming this way.
Everything all right, Sid?
No, it's the same every year. Midsummer madness, I call it. People just can't hold their drink.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't make it to Nett's tonight.
Ah, never mind. I understand. Haymaking has to come first, doesn't it?
What? You don't mind?
No, not really. There are more important things in life.
Baby, I never thought I'd hear you say that. Excuse me, Tony, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Tony, actually, I was hoping to have a word.
What about?
Well, it's a bit difficult in public like this, but it's this situation with Kathy and Jolene. Oh, shut up, you daft creature.
I don't see how I can be of any help.
Oh, you can, Tony. You see, you're one of the few people in this place that I feel I can trust. Who'll be able to understand?
I'm not really sure I'm the right person.
I can't talk about it right now, but maybe we could find time for a chat later in the week, if you didn't mind.
Actually, it's very busy on the farm at the moment.
Yeah, I know that, but surely, as an old friend...
I've never really been in the same situation myself.
No. Appreciate that. It's just I'm getting an awful lot of grief at the moment, and... Well, you know...
Well, not sure I do, really.
No. Well, maybe you're right, Tony. It's been a long day, hasn't it?
No, I'm sorry, Sid. I don't mean that... Perhaps another time would be better.
Yeah, perhaps.
I'd better get back inside before Kathy has another go at me.
Oh, dear.
Sorry I'm late. I got held up with Dad.
Oh, no. Sorry, David. Didn't want you to see me like this.
Oh, love. Come on, darling. All right, it's fine. You cry. To be positive for you. I know it's difficult.
It's all very well for Mum or Shula to tell me to be positive, but it's not them who've got cancer, is it? It's me!
I know. They only want to help.
I know I mustn't give in to despair and self-pity, but it's so hard.
Listen. Sweetheart, whatever happens, right? Whatever happens, you mustn't think you're on your own, because you're not. Now, everyone's willing you to get through. They're not trying to make you think positively. They're trying to make you think positively because it's the best way to fight it.
I know that. But I want everyone to be realistic, too.
They are. We're all being very realistic.
No, you're not. You're all telling me I'm going to be all right. And God willing, I will be. But there's another possibility, isn't there?
Yes.
You, your mum, my mum, Shula. None of you want to say it. Not to me. But I will. I could die, couldn't I?
There's an unexpected encounter for Clary in the supermarket.
What's this?
£50p.
Oh, well.
Mrs. Grundy, isn't it?
Oh, you're Ruth's mum, aren't you? I'm sorry, I'm a miles away.
It's all right. Please call me Heather.
Oh, and I'm Clary. I didn't know you was visiting.
No, I came down at short notice.
Mind you, since we moved to Bolchester, I don't know half as much of what's going on as I used to.
Didn't know you'd moved out the village.
No, well, it's a long story. I still work in Ambridge at the dairy and at the bull. About the same as living there.
Oh, I don't suppose it is.
It must be nice coming down to see Ruth.
Oh, yes, it is.
I suppose you get to see her as much as you'd like.
No, it'd be nice to see her more often.
You miss your children when they leave home, don't you?
Oh, well, I, although Ruth did leave quite a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, of course she did, yeah.
Your children left home?
My oldest has, and my younger one might as well have done.
They get to an age, don't they, when they don't want to be kept any longer.
Still, it's difficult when you're so used to having them around. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. Not a very appetising selection on this shelf, is it?
No, but sometimes you get some good bargains.
I suppose it's always worth looking.
Oh, yeah. Well, staff spending more than you have to.
You can see why most of these things end up in the marked down section, though, can't you? Nobody in their right mind would want to buy them in the first place.
They're always coming up with new ideas, trying to get you to spend more money, aren't they?
Oh, they just... Most of them are quite ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know how young families manage.
No, it must be difficult. Is Ruth out with you?
No, I'm doing the shopping for her and David. Making myself useful.
Oh, right.
Well, I find it difficult to get the time with the farm keeping them so busy.
I heard that Ruth might have a cold or something. She's been taking a bit of time off recently, hasn't she?
Oh, she's just been a bit tired lately, that's all. And she did have a bit of a cold. She works hard.
Well, it's
nice bumping into you, Clary.
Oh, and you. Suppose I better get home and cook the tea.
They don't like it if they don't get their meal on the table as regular as clockwork, do they?
Oh, I'll say that again.
I told Cathy I was going to see someone at the little Croxley Cricket Club to look at their new roller, because we might be getting one soon.
So?
So, I can't stay long, can I? She doesn't believe me. And I don't blame her. I'll have to go to little Croxley.
How long are you giving me then, Sid? 5 minutes?
Or do you think you can manage 10?
Oh, jolly.
At least I know where I stand, don't I, eh? Somewhere a long way behind Cathy, the pub and the cricket team.
Please, don't do this to me.
Well, that's what it feels like. I don't know why you bothered coming here. So if you don't mind, I think I'll just carry on with my ironing.
What? No Shania? No Patsy?
No, not in the mood no more.
Jolene, I had to see you. To talk to you. We haven't had a chance since...
Since you told me you couldn't see me no more?
Yeah, that's right.
So, what's going on, Sid?
You tell me.
How can I? I ain't heard a word out of you since that phone call last week.
Believe me, Jolene, I wanted to call you. I really, really did, but I can't. You understand that, don't you?
No. I don't make it any easier, you know.
I know. But it's not easy for me either, you know, is it? I mean, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I think is, God, what a mess this all is. It's like my whole world's turned upside down.
Oh, your world? What about mine? Now that you've cancelled me line dancing, I don't see how we can see each other at all.
Yeah, but I had to cancel the line dancing, didn't I?
Yeah, I suppose so. Pity, because the money came in handy.
Well, if you need the money, I can make it...
Oh, it's not the money, Sid! It's not fair.
I know.
Because you've got it all, eh? The pub, your family, all those other people around you but me. Well, I haven't got much of anything, have I?
You've still got Fallon. Your life here and...
And a bit of singing here and there. A few line dancing classes. And that's it.
Oh, I never thought it'd end up like this when we first got involved.
Maybe we should have stopped then.
Yeah, maybe we should. But I didn't want to.
No. Neither did I. So, do you love Cathy? Or do you just feel sorry for her?
I don't know. I just don't know.
What does she think about me?
That's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. But does she still want you?
I don't know what she wants. Oh, Jolene. Oh, it's really hard not being able to see you.
Oh, I know. I know.
I mean, you're the only person I can talk to about all this.
You've got to talk about it, Sid. Don't bottle it up inside.
Well, I've tried, actually, with Tony. But I don't know if he's the right person.
Then try again. He might be.
Yes. Yes, you're right, I will.
And you know, there's always a shoulder to cry on here.
Edward, seeing as you've come home for a change, how about giving me a hand with putting this shopping away?
Do I have to?
Yes, you do. Don't ask you to do much around here, do I?
I'm never here.
No, we should be. So give us a hand and start putting these things away. Now.
All right, Mum, don't go into one.
Just expect me to do everything, don't you? Well, that's going to change from now on.
What's this?
Oh, what do you think it is? Food! Read the label.
Falafels. What are these? Black-eyed beans and polenta?
All right, just put them in the cupboard.
You're not going to cook these.
They're all off the cheap shelf. If you think you can do any better with the amount of money we've got, then maybe you'd like to do the shopping next time.
It's like suddenly we're turning vegetarian. I mean, only weirdos eat things like falafels and polenta.
Well, we don't have much choice at the moment, do we?
We never used to eat stuff like this.
I do know. Do you think I like
like it.
Fish and chips, beef burgers, that's proper food. That's what you get round at Jazzers.
Yeah, and where do they get the money from? That's what I'd like
to know.
Oh, Edward!
Anyway, all veggies are weird. But those falafel things taste like...
For heaven's sake, just give it a rest, will you? Just stick them in the fridge and stop complaining.
Yeah, yeah. To put up with it like normal, right?
Look, if I could afford steak, I'd buy you steak, all right? But I can't, so you'll just have to make do.
OK, all right.
Anyway, there's some bacon on the top shelf, so at least we've got something decent to eat. I reckon I should be able to make something nice with that and all this lot.
Yeah, in your dreams.
What was that?
Nothing.
Where's your dad, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. He's gone out somewhere.
Down the pub, I expect.
You say there was some bacon in here?
The top shelf, next to the marge.
There ain't.
Oh, of course there is. I put it there this morning.
There's only this empty wrapper.
What? Let me see.
Well, somebody's eating it.
Was it you?
No.
It was you.
No, it wasn't. Why do you think it was me?
Because no one else would be so selfish.
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did. Don't walk away from me. You're lying, ain't you?
Don't be stupid, Mum.
Don't you ever call me stupid, do you hear?
Sorry.
You are lying. I can see in your face. You ate that bacon.
I never.
You did.
Well, I didn't ask Grandad. Maybe he ate it.
I don't think so.
Well, it wasn't me, so it must have been him. Why don't you go and ask him?
Yeah, all right, Edward. I will. Joe?
You, what?
Did you eat that bacon that was in the fridge?
Go on, tell her. Grandad, tell her.
Yeah, I did. Does it matter?
How could you? You knew that bacon were for our tea, and you still ate it.
Well, keep your hair on.
Shut up.
Well, it's not the end of the world.
That were the only decent food in the house. It's the only meat we can afford these days.
Oh, don't go on, Mum.
I work all the hours that God sends trying to keep our heads above water, Joe. And for what? So you can steal the food out of our mouths.
I wasn't stealing.
I spend all day at work, and then I go out to the shops in the evening, and I have to scrape around for the cheapest stuff there is because we can't afford no better.
I know that.
And people can see what's going on. I know they take pity on me and I have to put up with that.
Oh, calm down,
no,
Mum.
No, I will not. I am sick of it. I'm sick of people laughing at me behind me back. Because that's what they're doing. They know I'm working myself into the ground for nothing.
You're not.
Yes, I am. Because even my own family couldn't care less.
Mum.
It was only a bit of bacon.
It was the only bit of meat we got, you stupid, selfish old man. But you don't care, do you? None of you care!
What the hell is going on?
Mum, she's going mental.
Keep out of this, Edward. Hurry.
I can't take this anymore, Eddie. I can't.
Well, it was only
I've tried everything I know to keep this family together. I don't know what to do anymore.
Outside, Edward.
What?
Now. Go on, Ed. Look. What is going on?
Not her fault.
Hang on, Dad. I want to hear what Clary's got to say.
I've had it already.
Look, what? Because of a piece of bacon?
No, it's not just that.
What is
I know it's only a bit of bacon.
Hey.
It's just everything's getting on top of me and I can't see any way out of it.
Come on, love, come on. There's no need for all of this. Shouting, calling people names. Hey. This isn't like you, is it?
Never been as bad as this, Eddie, never. I hate working at the pool. I hate having no money. And I hate coming home to this stuff.
I know, love. I know. We all hate it. Look, hey, at least we're still together.
No, we're not, Eddie. Look at her.
There, Clary, love. But you have a good cry.
I'm sorry, Clary. No,
it's all right, Dad.
I was hungry.
Pat's worried about where Helen has got to.
Tony, where have you put the car keys?
Well, I thought you'd gone.
No, I haven't, because I can't find the keys. Where are they?
Aren't they in the usual place?
No, they're not. Well, this isn't helping at all.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's not you. It's just that Helen hasn't even phoned this morning to tell me when she's getting here.
Well, that's not like her.
Yeah, but neither is phoning up the night before we're conducting interviews to say she's staying an extra night at Reese's.
Well, it's not every day you finish your final exam.
Maybe not, but now I'm not sure whether she'll even turn up at all.
Oh, of course she will. You know how keen she's been to impress us with her commitment?
Yeah, I suppose so. It'd be marvellous how she's managed to fit in seeing all the reps from the wholesalers with her revision.
Yeah, exactly.
So why should she suddenly let me down on this?
Yeah, but she hasn't yet, has she?
No, you're right.
Besides, even if the worst came to the worst, you could manage these interviews on your own, couldn't you?
Tony, don't say that just after you've reassured me.
No, but seriously, you're seeing... How many is it?
8 people.
8. And you know what it is you want out of them, don't you?
Yes, of course I do. They need to be personable, bright, and have a genuine interest in and commitment to organic food.
And the chances are that out of those 8, only 2 or 3 will fit the bill.
Oh, I hope it's more than that. That was a very high standard in the replies we got, and these 8 were certainly the best.
Oh, even better. You know what you want from them. All you've got to do now is to see if they can give you something else as well.
That would be nice. Helen said she wants young people to give the shop a more dynamic feel.
Oh, well, that's typical of a 21-year-old, isn't it?
Calls it her no-wrinklies policy.
Oof, not sure I like the sound of that. Does that mean I won't be allowed in there?
I wouldn't take it too seriously. And remember, I am still in charge.
Oh, hang on. Just remembered where your keys are.
Where?
In my jacket pocket from yesterday. Forgot to put them back. Sorry.
Tony. Oh, why is it the lift always breaks down on Friday night?
Sod's law, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they should do something about it.
They should do something about this old blooming place. Demolish it.
Do you think Edward will be home?
Yeah, not on a Friday night, I shouldn't.
Might not want to come home no more. Not after what I said last night. Not to mention your dad.
I wouldn't worry too much about dad.
But I said some terrible things.
Dad understands. He knows you're at the end of your tether, just like the rest of
us. I don't even know where some of them come from. They're like me at all.
Well, maybe it did shake us up a bit. That's not such a bad thing. Oh, yeah, I thought I might chase up some of that contract work I was telling you about the other day.
Oh, I didn't know that'd be good.
Oh, if I spend all my time hanging around this place, it's gonna do me.
Do you think Joe will forgive me?
Of course he will.
Come on about Edward, he thinks I've gone mad.
Oh, don't be daft. Any road, you bought them both presents, haven't you? They're like that.
It's only a couple of football magazines and some baccy.
Oh, I'll be dead, chuffed. You wait and see.
And it was such a silly thing, really. I can't blame Joe feeling hungry, can I?
Oh, he knew that bacon was for all of us. He shouldn't have eaten it.
He didn't deserve me saying all them things to him, did he?
Stop worrying about it, Clary. He'll get over it. Oh. And he'll be pleased with that backer you got him. It's his favourite.
Oh, I hope so. I couldn't stop thinking about it all day at the dairy. It's a wonder I didn't make a mistake with the yogurt. The mines certainly weren't on the job.
Oh, Clary, love, you're far too good at that job to start making mistakes. Come here.
I? Oh, right. Not outside. Oh. I can't find my keys now.
Here they are.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what. I'm glad I ain't on at the Bull again till next week. Cathy keeps glaring at me, Sid just don't want to know, or he shouts at me.
I've no right taking it out on you.
No. And the way they keep disappearing upstairs all the time means we've all got to keep covering for it. Just ain't fair on nobody.
Look, if I manage to get some regular work, maybe you should think about jacking it in.
Oh, no, I couldn't give it up. We couldn't afford it.
Don't look like Edward's in.
No. Perhaps he'll be back later.
Yeah.
Hope so, anyway. Do you want to give this back to your dad?
No, you can give it to him. Then he'll know it's come from you. He'll like that.
OK.
Dad!
Dad, he might be asleep. There's no need to wake him.
Dad!
What's this?
The empty here. I wonder where he's got to.
Eddie, come here. There's a note.
You what?
Look, it's from Joe.
What's it say?
It just says, sorry.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it's about last night, isn't it? Oh, Eddie, what have I done?
So the farm she was telling you about was where?
Not far, really. Yeah. Just the other side of Felpersham. They've only just converted.
But she thinks they might supply the shop in future?
Yeah. I think Veronica just wanted the job. She was clutching at straws a bit by then.
She's not going to get it, though, is she?
No. I feel slightly guilty about that. I think I might have given her the impression that she had.
Well, it doesn't matter. Both you and Helen are clear that the last two are the best, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad Helen made it. Otherwise, I might have ended up giving the job to Veronica just because I didn't want to let her down. She was so keen.
I wish this car in front would go a bit faster.
Oh, never mind. There's no great hurry, is there?
No, you're right. Typical Helen, isn't it? Turning up like that with 5 minutes to spare.
Oh, actually, it was quarter of an hour.
So, what are they like, these two?
Well, Peter's about 28, extremely enthusiastic. He knows an awful lot about organics.
Oh, sounds good.
He knew all about Tommy's case, too.
Did he?
Oh, yes. Tom Archer, the famous eco-warrior.
Well, have to admit, I don't usually think of him in those terms.
It was funny. I could see Helen's lip curling out of the corner of my eye.
But Peter knew his stuff, did he?
Oh, yeah.
And he seems nice?
Lovely. Got a good sense of humour.
Oh, great.
Helen seemed to think he could be better looking.
Well, that's not important.
Anyway, you'll be glad to know that Anya, our other appointee, is a rather gorgeous 25-year-old of Eastern European descent.
Oh, is she? Oh, at last, he's turning off.
Tony, don't go too fast.
So, when are you going to tell our prospective employees that they've got the job?
As soon as possible. I'll phone them up tonight. We haven't got much time left before we move into the premises, have we? Mm. And they'll have to give notice in their current jobs.
Yeah, it's only just over 3 weeks away, isn't it?
I can hardly believe how quickly the time's gone. Mm. Assuming Peter and Anya accept our offer, they'll both have to go on a basic food hygiene course.
Well, that shouldn't tax them too much.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased it seems to have gone so well.
So am I. I feel confident that the shop's going to be in good hands even when Helen isn't there.
Well, should be a bit of a doddle for you, shouldn't it? Just doing the admin and the wages.
No, I'll still have plenty to do elsewhere, don't you worry.
Hang on a minute. Is that Eddie over there?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, I wonder what he's been doing.
He looks upset.
Ask if he needs any help.
Eddie? Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine, thanks, Pat.
You sure?
Yeah, don't you worry about it.
Do you want to lift into the village?
No, thanks. I'll just be on my way.
Something's up, I'm sure of it.
You don't know that, Pat?
He looks so worried. And what has he been back to Grange Farm for?
It's probably just one of his scams, you know him.
Clary didn't seem her usual self at work this morning either.
Well, they've had an awful lot to worry about recently.
Oh, just hope this isn't yet another problem.
Oh, they'll be all right in the end, you'll see. You can't keep the Grundys under for too long, can you?
I hope you're right.
Clary, not there. Looked all over. Couldn't find him anywhere.
Look, he's left some flowers on your mum's grave.
Oh, thank goodness for that. At least we know he's alive then.
Oh, Eddie, don't say that.
Oh, sorry, love. You know what I mean. He was beginning to look like he'd disappeared off the face of the earth. Are they fresh?
Yeah. He must have picked them on the way here. A couple of nice roses in there.
Right, somebody's garden, I expect.
Did you look all over the farm?
Everywhere. All the barns and the sheds. I even managed to get inside. I haven't fixed that latch on the back window yet. It's completely empty. Dead depressing it was.
Well, we've still got to find him.
No. Where else are we going to look?
Well, all round the village and along the roads, in the fields. We aren't going to give up till we find him.
Of course we aren't. Do you think you might have gone back to Borchester?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he's worried that we're looking for him.
Oh, no, he wouldn't go back there. This is where he belongs.
Yeah, you're right. Any road, if he wasn't in any of the pubs, he certainly wouldn't get back to Meadow Rise, would he?
I'll tell you what I didn't like. the way he just wrote sorry. Well, it's as if there ain't nothing else to say.
Don't talk daft, Clary.
He don't want to be no trouble to us no more.
No, you know, Daddy. He doesn't just give up or walk out like that.
Well, he didn't used to, maybe, but the way he's been recently, he might do anything.
Oh, come on, love. This isn't getting us anywhere. No. We've got to think.
I'm trying, Eddie, but all I can think of is the way I shouted at him last night. What I said to him, a greedy, selfish old man.
It was the heat of the moment, that's all. He'll get over
it. I'll never forgive myself if something happens to him.
It won't. Now, I reckon he's got to be somewhere, Andy. Especially as he left those flowers there. The thing is, when did he leave them?
Must have been this afternoon, because he ain't got no money. So he must have walked here, and that'd take all morning.
Right. So in that case, he can't have gone far, can he?
But all he's got is the clothes he's wearing. He can't stay out overnight like that, can he?
He's not going to stay out overnight, because we are going to find him. At least we've got to start, because we know where he's been. All we've got to do now is think where he might have gone next.
Oh, I don't know, Eddie, I don't know.
Don't worry, love. He'll be all right.
I think we should call the police.
The Archers is written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.